Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 42 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 39 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 39 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 39 degrees.
KVAGX, you're testing Burton.
Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Mostly clear. 40 degrees.
NHK. NHK. You on frequency this morning, Jeremy? November 8, Romeo Hotel Kilo, Chesney, Michigan, clear. N8RHK. Is anybody on frequency this morning? N8RHK. N8RHK, looking for contact this early morning. Nothing heard. N8RHK, Chesney, Michigan, will be clear.
K8LDF, Bumble listening. K8LDF.
Ah, morning. Perfect timing. Just got off the treadmill. Happy Friday.
Off the treadmill. Yeah. Good deal. And you're breaking up quite a bit there in the repeater, so I'm not sure if your battery's like low or what.
How's your week been going? Everything going all right? Keeping you busy, working over at all, or getting out on time?
I don't know if on the overtime. Yesterday I ended up not working overtime, ended up meet my wife over at the car dealership. She ended up getting her brand new 2025 track, so she's liking it. It took a while was getting the GM discount. You have to do it, because the dealership will not do it no more for you, because there's too many shady salesmen in the dealership that are using somebody else's discount code for their friends and their friends, and yeah, so you have to go online, and I had my dad on the phone, and I asked you a string of questions that you got to answer in 5 minutes. And if you don't answer them correctly, your code is delayed. So that's what ended up happening, is the code was delayed because he couldn't remember. Like 87 years old, so I would imagine. So anyways, we had to wait a few extra days. And finally, yesterday was the day he ended up getting the code in the mail through FedEx and taking a picture of the code and sending it to my wife, and then she informed the dealership, and bada boom, bada bing.
Yeah, we test drove one of those Chevy Tracks last year. It wasn't a bad vehicle. It's got a tiny little engine in it. I can't remember if it was a 1.2 or 1.5 or 1.6, something like that. Turbocharged. Did she buy it or lease it?
Bought it off, right? 1.2. Tour. Turbocharged. Yeah, it's no different than the Chevy Blazer. So, yeah, we test drove both of them just in case, you know. And the only thing really different between that and the Chevy Blazer Tracker is a little taller, a little wider wheelbase. Rode kind of like a lumber wagon. Really, it was really stiff feeling. So ended up going from that and then driving the tracks and. Perfect height for her. She's not 5 foot, so she's like only 4 foot. 4'8", 4'9". So it's perfect for her getting in and out of. She's not fighting. Getting in and out. But the inside, the interior, the dashboard, and everything is exactly the same as the Chevy Blazer. Pretty damn close. I mean, it's like not much. It's got the pretty cool app on it, and you can start the car up from your phone, connect it to your phone, and let you know when you need your next oil change coming up, when to make your appointment. It's totally amazing what these new cars can do now.
KB to RBP?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes you can even diagnose. You know, you get a check engine light, you can bring up the app and it'll tell you what it is. Yeah, and they're real quiet down the road. I believe, I like it better than a lot of the new cars because they're all CVTs. I believe the Trax is still a regular transmission. Only thing that they changed on them, and it made it really quiet, is they didn't put a timing chain on the track. It's got a wet timing belt, which is something that Ford's been experimenting with, and GM now incorporating in some of the vehicles. So you have to change the timing belt at a certain interval. There's an interval to check it, and there's an interval to change it. I guess it's quite a job to change it. That's the only question mark on those engines. But it does make it a lot quieter to have a wet timing belt. Just something to check on if it's 100,000 or whatever the interval is to change it. It's kind of weird that they're doing this with these engines now. They have a belt that's bathed in oil. I just watched a review on another vehicle. I don't remember which one it was. It was a V6, and it had two timing chains, one for each bank. But it was a Ford. It was in the new Ford Explorer with the 3-liter timing chain for each bank, but it's got a wet belt for the oil pump. And it's quite a job to change it. And they're like, why did they go with a wet tank or a wet belt for the oil pump, but everything else is changed? Kind of crazy.
Step out, yeah, it's something else, isn't it? Technology. Design. Yeah, step out. We got to get some gas in that Meyer. K-A-8, I'll be up. Be right back.
KB-RPP.
I'll be off.
Okay, we got you back in there, Chris. Yeah, the belts are different on all the cars. Like, Patty's car has one long serpentine belt. It's a 2-liter turbo on her Volkswagen. My SP, it's got two belts. It has a serpentine belt that runs everything but the air conditioning, and then for the air conditioning, it has a stretch belt. There's no tensioner or anything you tighten. You have to have this special tool that has an angle to it. It fits in the groove on the pulley, and then you turn the engine, and it pulls it on. Then there's another tool with a different angle, and it pulls it off. I changed those last year, both of them. But, yeah, well, I don't know. It'll probably take her a long time. I don't think she drives a lot of miles, does she? Take a long time to get 100,000 miles on her tracks. KB8RB.
Take forever for her. Mostly from town. Like you say, school's not that far from home where she works. Oh, only like 6 blocks away. Longest distance point would be going to Livonia. Or if not, if she goes there every weekend, or will be going every weekend. But that'd be the longest point there. And then going up to the cottage, it's only 57 minutes away. Well, that's not much of a long drive either, so it'll take a long time before she sees 100,000 miles.
Well, it looks like weather-wise, won't need the heat on at work this afternoon. It's supposed to be in the 60s. Low 70s tomorrow, but they say tomorrow's going to be a watch-the-weather day. It's supposed to be gust up to 45, 50 miles an hour, 80% chance of rain. Looks like rain in the morning and then thunderstorms in the afternoon. So batting everything down. You think 72 degrees, man, it'd be nice to get the bicycle out, but I don't know about 50 mile an hour wind gusts. That might not be a good riding day. Back to you.
I didn't know we were supposed to get that high of wind. Huh. I guess anything's possible the way it keeps changing. Yeah, tonight I had to take off the wheel hump bearing assembly off of a 2011 Terrain. I'm just doing one side for now. And it'll be the passenger side. So, that's what I'll be doing today. After I get out of work, I gotta stop over at an auto parts store and pick up a couple of things. Other than that, I prefer to do it tonight. Oops, I prefer to do it tonight. That way I don't have to do it over the weekend, and I can do whatever I need to do during the weekend. Might have a hard time getting that wheel hub off. Holy shit, there's deer. There's a whole herd of deer crossing this main road. Good thing I was paying attention. Anyways, I don't remember what I was saying, but yeah, got my work cut up for me tonight. Be a long time before I ride my motorcycle. I wait until all the roads all washed off from heavy rain. I see these guys out there already running around, and there's road salt everywhere. Be like riding on marble. That's not for me. I wait for a couple good rains. Flush the roads real good.
Yep, you don't need to be riding on marbles and having cracked all the potholes yet.
Today.
Our son wanted to
put the planters over here by the bay.
Dad
ride. Cool over here.
Went riding Monday and I think Tuesday.
Dancing the side of the air.
He said, man, these roads are terrible.
Alrighty, Mike. Awesome. Have a good day. Have a good weekend. Be safe. Catch Monday, I guess.
Haven't catched the potholes yet.
Thanks for the ride.
But it was kind of crazy. The main roads, some of the main roads are bad, but the roads aren't that good. Swerving around potholes. He said it was a lot different than riding in Florida. Crazy. Yeah, it was Saturday that we could get 1 to 2 inches of rain. Winds like 20 miles an hour with gusts up to 45 to 50. I've got the Channel 12 news app out of Flint, and every day we get a pop-up alert that's got a video to tell you what's coming up for the week, like on Monday, and then Thursday they send out another one, what's coming up for the weekend. They said Saturday's going to be their alert day for the week.
I'll have to check that out. And for some reason I wasn't holding the repeater. I was like in and out. I'd look down and I'm not even transmitting. Oh, you know why? Because I had that auto shut off or auto start. That was on. So when the engine's not running and it just goes on battery, it kick the radio out. Until I took my foot back off the brake. And the engine started back up. I usually turn that thing off. Alright, I got a ski daddle. 657. We'll catch you later. Have a good day, man. KBARVP, K8LDF. Have a good one.
Yep, time for me to punch in and start working. Same for you. Have a good weekend. Good luck on that brake job. Those wheel hubs can be something else. We'll see how it works when I talk to you next week. KB8RVP. I'll be clear.
If you're a good boy, I might send you some pictures of how it's going. I could just see the steel corroded onto the aluminum knuckle. KB8RVP, K8 all the 73s.
Good morning. 0700 hours. Partly cloudy. 40 degrees. Thank you. Good morning. 0800 hours. Partly sunny. 41 degrees. Good morning. 0900 hours. Sunny. 43 degrees. Good morning, 1000 hours. Partly sunny. 49 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Mostly sunny. 56 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Mostly sunny. 60 degrees.
KFH, VFO, monitoring. Joy Papalima Mike, KFH, VFO, do you copy?
Yes, how is my signal coming in?
Good, good, good signal here in Birch Run. Very good signal, good audio. How am I doing?
Perfect, yeah. I mean, there's still some, I would say static in the background, but loud and clear.
Yeah, copy that, copy that. It was a good ride up here, and I was trying to determine the range of the Midland repeater, and I got some idea, at least so in east, how far I can access that repeater, over.
If I recall correctly, you don't make it too far out UF-10 before you can't reach it. You both sound super.
Thank you, thank you. Yeah, when I was traveling up 70 or down 75, I was on the Milwaukee Bridge, and I was able to access the Midland repeater. Of course, you should be able to access almost any repeater in the state if you're up that high.
Yeah, that would be kind of an interesting experiment to do, to see how many repeaters you can hit on the Milwaukee.
Yeah, I would love to camp out on there, of course, not with cars, and get an HF antenna and just go to town up there. Hi, I'm impressed with the range.
Let's see.
Peter, it's from me.
Midland as far as pretty much almost Mount Pleasant that direction.
Sorry, I think I walked over you. Come on back.
I've gotten as far as almost Mount Pleasant and was still on the Midland repeater.
Yeah, I am trying to determine the transmit range of that repeater. It's in a low valley, and since we moved it, it hasn't been performing well. So we're just trying to figure that one out.
Hey, I'm still of the opinion we asked the Presbyterians to put it on, and they're starting to shoot it everywhere.
Well, there was a committee that went through and determined all the potential spots to move the antenna, and a lot of them were great from the point of height and everything, but we didn't get approval to move anywhere in any of those sites, so we're stuck where we're at right now. This is Kilo 8 Papalima Mike. I'm talking to KF8 BFO.
Well, I made it home, and I have to go get ready to get Jonah, so I'm going to have to leave soon. But I'm glad our radios are still working. KF8, VFO, out.
Hi, Christopher. Have a good day, 73. QA, Papalima Mike. I'm here in Birch Run, and I'm monitoring.
KF8, VFO, monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1300 hours, sunny, 65 degrees.
ACHA mobile monitoring.
Good afternoon, 1400 hours, sunny, 69 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours, sunny, 71 degrees.
KC8IYE, this is KE8URV. You're rounded it up. I heard KC8KLE. KC8URV.
Good afternoon, 1600 hours, partly sunny, 71 degrees. Good afternoon, 1700 hours, sunny, 70 degrees.
KC8VHA mobile monitoring.
Good evening, 1800 hours. Sunny, 71 degrees.
Hey, how's it going, KB8OLE?
Hi, I got my time wrong again. I got 8:30.
Oh, but don't pee your pants now and eat that stage right up there.
I'm glad I can hear you today.
I just got a good spot here. When we get something better set up here and then get the new antenna that we're waiting for the card, you'll be all set.
Awesome. Hey, I was thinking, you know, when we go on the little road trip next week?
Yeah?
Well, I was wondering, I don't know if you wanted to go, if we wanted to go maybe see my dad, or my, you know, my dad at Cadillac Dad.
Cadillac Dad, huh? Now I gotta see his car. Sure, we could probably do that. It depends how I'm feeling. I feel like I'm most of the way healed up.
You know what? Maybe that's too far. I'm thinking now that you said that, you're making me reconsider a little bit. Maybe we should go on a little shorter jaunt first.
Mike's too old to go on.
We'll do it on see how it goes.
CJ.
We'll see, yeah. You know, if we get a antenna here at the house and a radio here, that we could probably do most of this trip, maybe all of it, simplex and not tie up the repeater system.
My work trip?
Yeah, that's with a good Omni, would go quite a ways. I got the Kenwood at the house. I mean, it should do it. We'd have to play around. That super gainer is a really, really high gain antenna. We're going to have to make sure that the standing wave is good. But it, I mean, up on top of the hill, I could talk to, I could, Gary could hear me, but he couldn't talk to me.
Right.
It's a good antenna. I just got to make sure that to sweep it and see what it looks like on both the bands we're going to use it on.
Tonight.
45 minutes until the spaceship goes ripping through the sky.
Oh, yeah.
My little sister's watching, and I hope everybody that can is. I hope that thing don't go off like a Roman candle.
Oh, I know. That's the worst.
It sounds like Elon's actually the one talking right now. I'd imagine he probably is. It sounded like Elon. Elon is the launch director. He was whoever was speaking. Sounds just like him. If this is real time, they're just pulling that arm away from it.
Yeah, is there a launch today,
yeah,
Mike?
Right.
Let me double with you. Hey, oh, who's the call station?
ABHCJ.
Go ahead.
Are you guys watching like a SpaceX launch or something? What's launching?
They scrubbed it 2 days ago. There's 42 minutes left with Crew 10. They're supposed to be heading up. They got people on this one.
Yeah, all right. Are you watching it? Like, is there like a live stream somewhere?
Yeah, YouTube. It's on YouTube.
All right, right on. Thanks. I'll just go back to listening. ABHCJ.
Right on. It's down there in Florida. The Kennedy Center. I've been down there, but it's been quite a few years. I've seen one go up. It was a satellite mission. That was, geez, 5 or 6 years ago. 73, are you still there, Diane?
Yeah, I'm going to have also,
hey, don't let them work you too hard. I'll give you an update. KB800E.
Good evening. 1900 hours. Partly sunny. 67 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, partly cloudy, 63 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 60 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 59 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 59 degrees.